Buy one, get one for $1. Deal. It's buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Get a delicious McDouble, tasty small fries, savory four-piece chicken McNuggets, or a flavorful hot and spicy McChicken. Buy one, get one for $1. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Any way you choose, you can't lose. Only at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Buy one, get one for $1. Deal. It's buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Get a delicious McDouble, tasty small fries, savory four-piece chicken McNuggets, or a flavorful hot and spicy McChicken. Buy one, get one for $1. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Any way you choose, you can't lose. Only at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Buy one, get one for $1. Deal. It's buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Get a delicious McDouble, tasty small fries, savory four-piece chicken McNuggets, or a flavorful hot and spicy McChicken. Buy one, get one for $1. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Any way you choose, you can't lose. Only at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Lauren Gunn. Lauren is the co-host of the Gunshot Podcast and a contributor for SB Nation's Mavs Moneyball. We discuss the current happenings with the Dallas Mavericks, Luka Doncic, and much more. Lauren is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Buy one, get one for $1. Deal. It's buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Get a delicious McDouble, tasty small fries, savory four-piece chicken McNuggets, or a flavorful hot and spicy McChicken. Buy one, get one for $1. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Any way you choose, you can't lose. Only at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino. Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
Buy one, get one for $1. Deal. It's buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Get a delicious McDouble, tasty small fries, savory four-piece chicken McNuggets, or a flavorful hot and spicy McChicken. Buy one, get one for $1. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Any way you choose, you can't lose. Only at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
Urbo, we have vacation homes for you and whoever you call family. And by family, we don't just mean shared DNA. We mean the people who make you realize just how important family is and why you need a place to be one. Urbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours. There's magic that happens when you get together in a Urbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs. It's inside jokes and loud shower singing and life advice and big sister real talk and laughing till you can't breathe. It's the feeling of relief because no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours.
Buy one, get one for $1. Deal. It's buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Get a delicious McDouble, tasty small fries, savory four-piece chicken McNuggets, or a flavorful hot and spicy McChicken. Buy one, get one for $1. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Any way you choose, you can't lose. Only at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
Yep. Against, or Sunday afternoon, against the Warriors. They're better at taking care of the basketball. Luka, what's wrong with the Warriors, dude?
It's all on the defensive side of the floor. I mean, they haven't really been healthy. Clay's been in and out of the lineup.
Oh.
Draymond.
Oh, quarter of the last 14 games. Green, and a no-look pass by Green to Luka, who drives it, and oh!
Attack the game.
Well, it's an adjustment period for him. At this juncture, right? I mean, he,
Bang, Luka for impact unless he makes the shot.
Shot. Yeah. No question about it. But, I mean, I've been shook like that. Rod Strickland.
Luka, by the way, that is 17 points.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Valley Sports Southwest and Luka Doncic doing his thing as he's always done in his short NBA career, scoring 41 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists in the Mavs' win over the Golden State Warriors on March the 3rd of 2022. To talk more about Luka and the current happenings with the Mavericks, amongst other things, we want to welcome her back to the program. She is a contributor for Mavs Moneyball for SB Nation, also the co-host of the Gunshot Podcast with her brother, Grant Gunn. Let's welcome her back to the program, Lauren Gunn. Lauren, welcome back to the program and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Thank you so much for having me back. I'm stoked to be back chatting with you and talking some Mavs.
You're welcome. I'm stoked as well. And again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. The Mavericks, really, since the trade deadline, they have been on a roll. They finished the month of February with a record of 7-3, and so far they're undefeated in the month of March. We're going to get to Luka in just one moment, but I mentioned the trade deadline and something that was very significant. Of course, Kristaps Porzingis during his time with the Mavericks, inconsistent, couldn't stay healthy, traded to the Washington Wizards. And in return, the Mavericks wind up getting Davis Bertans and Spencer Dinwiddie. And we know Spencer was an impact player during his time in Brooklyn. And, of course, Davis did his thing in Washington. Give me your thoughts on that trade that took place with Kristaps.
Yeah, so at the time, I was pretty shocked and underwhelmed, I guess is a good word for it, because for Dallas, coming into this season, it was – yeah, we know what comes with Porzingis and kind of what challenges come with him, but he was our number two, and the big question going into this season was how good can he be? Can he be that number two that is enough come playoff time? And so this season, you know, we're trying to see what he looks like under Jason Kidd, just get a bigger sample size to see just what he looks like. And so when he got moved for Dinwiddie, who is coming back from an ACL injury, hadn't really been playing too well in Washington, and that I don't want to say that was necessarily all on him, or it just seems like there were a couple of other things going on there, but it was reported that he was a shell of himself. And then you had Davis Bertans, who is on a very, very sizable contract, and not just in the short term. So there were definitely challenges there, but if you kind of took a step back and saw what they were going to come in and bring. And with Dinwiddie, we didn't need him to be this starting guy next to Luka. And it's not expected that, like, that was never going to be the expectation for him with the emergence of Jalen Brunson this season as a starter. And then Bertans, we haven't been shooting too well as a team this year until, you know, the second half of the season. But for the most part, we haven't been shooting that well. So we're like, okay, well, you don't need to play him every single night, but if he gets in there for 10 minutes and he's kind of found his stretch, especially playing with Luka, I mean, that's nice to have. So they're fitting in really well, and they get a lot of props from me and from Mavs Twitter and from everybody. But, yeah, it's they definitely have some challenges moving forward with those contracts and really trying to put a championship roster together.
I want to stay with the acquisitions of Bertans and Dinwiddie. What are the things that you have noticed, Lauren, in terms since they've been brought on to the team right at the trade deadline? Do you think the team so far has progressed offensively, or do you think they've slid a bit offensively? Do you think they're better defensively, or is it still the same? What do you think, what are your takeaways from Bertans and Dinwiddie being added to the Mavericks so far?
Yeah, it's a good question. So defensively, I would say it's right now things look the same. They've got some different lineups out there, obviously, when you bring in two new guys. But I kind of want to see a larger sample size for the defensive numbers. But offensively, Dinwiddie has been fantastic. Bertans has had a couple of fantastic games where he's just come in and given us a big spark off the bench. And so the spacing that he provides, because he's so lethal on the move and he also has range. So pairing that with Luka, and when you have Reggie Bullock out there and Dorian Finney-Smith, Maxi Kleber, like all these guys that can hit from three, it's huge. And then when you add Dinwiddie to the mix, he has just given Dallas's offense a complete new kind of like facet to it, because he can score in the mid-range, he can create off the dribble and ISO and ISO situations, and he doesn't necessarily – or sometimes Jalen Brunson can do that, but sometimes it's matchup-based. So having a guy like Spencer Dinwiddie to defer to if Brunson's having an off night or if Luka's having an off night has been really, really valuable, and it really is a testament to these two guys as veterans in this league, because for them to come in, like, post-trade deadline, going into the final home stretch of the season, and to come in and immediately impact the game like this has been huge for Dallas. It's been really, really huge.
All right, and speaking of being really huge, you mentioned his name, Jalen Brunson. I mean, the future, of course, with Luka, we'll get to him in just one moment. But alongside Luka, Jalen Brunson, so far this year, he's averaging over 16 points a game, and he's definitely been on point this year, being amongst the top in the organization in points and in steals and also in assists and in minutes played as well. Just give me your thoughts on Jalen and his play so far.
Coming into this year, and I guess even to kind of take it back a little bit, he has been a fantastic sixth man who the coaching staff has always trusted to run the second unit and step up into Luka's role on the nights when Luka's out. And so for this season, he's gotten more of an opportunity to start next to Luka, which is something that we hadn't really seen, or obviously we hadn't seen it in the past, but it hadn't even really been thrown out as a possibility. And so he's finally stepped into this role. Coach Kidd is communicating with him all the time. They talk about that a lot. And you can just see him continuing to grow and show that he can be a starter in this league. And another reason that he deserves major props is because his catch and shoot three numbers like have gone up, and that's exactly what you need when you're going to play off ball next to Luka Doncic. And so between him and Dinwiddie, the fact that they have embraced kind of the off ball role but are also more than willing and always prepared to step right into an on ball role when Luka needs to play a little bit more off ball and he needs a little bit of rest, both of those guys have done that fantastically this season, and Brunson has established himself as the starter next to Luka. And that's why he's going to get paid this summer.
Rightfully so, and definitely he's paid off big dividends so far in his short time in the league. I want to move along now to another person that is among the top five in scoring so far for the Mavs, Tim Hardaway Jr. We know that his dad was a perennial all-star, but Tim Hardaway Jr., he's been paying off big dividends, getting key shots in Dallas, in the Mavericks, getting some big wins as of late. Give me your thoughts on Tim and his play so far.
Yeah, so Tim has been, I mean, coming into this season, Dallas, the city of Dallas was super stoked to have him back, especially given the contract that he signed. Unfortunately, kind of somewhat early in the season, he went down with a foot injury and has been ruled out for the time being. So we're definitely missing him and kind of looking at this new group that is a much more versatile group with the additions that we were just talking about. Imagining Tim being a part of that rotation and just kind of surrounding Luka with all of these versatile, I don't want to say like all 3-and-D guys because they all bring something different to the table, but you have such versatile pieces around him comprised of guards and wings, and then you've got a few smaller bigs who can move really well. And so adding Tim back to that group next year is going to be huge for Dallas. And again, he signed a very team-friendly contract, which just makes everybody's lives easier, especially given that they're going to have to back up the truck for Brunson, like I just mentioned a minute ago. So we're missing him, that's for sure, but it's been nice to see him around the arena smiling and excited to just be around the team and see them have such success lately.
All right, and then speaking of taking care of business in the paint, the last time I had you on the show, Lauren, we talked about Maxi Kleber and how he's really stepped up his game as of late. Well, he's in the top five on the team in rebounds and also in block shots. Just give me your thoughts on Maxi and his play so far.
Yeah, Maxi has been fantastic because so many teams, I mean, he's been with the Mavs for a little while now that people, he's not so much of a secret anymore, but he's so like sneaky athletic. He can jump through the roof and he can move his feet really well. So he's solid in terms of perimeter defense. He's 6'10", but there were times in these last 2 years, in these last two playoff matchups against the Clippers, where he was picking up Kawhi, and that was like our best. I mean, granted, Dallas' defense in the last 2 years wasn't great, but that was our best matchup or our best option to throw at Kawhi. and he did a solid job. Baxi's been huge. Sometimes, some nights the shots aren't falling, but again, that's kind of where Bertans comes in and helps a little bit. But his defense is, and his effort is something that you're going to get every single night. And yeah, he's been fantastic. So I'm looking forward to having that defense again and that kind of versatility in terms of being able to switch come playoff time, because it's the playoffs, so the floor is going to shrink, and it's going to get a lot more difficult.
Indeed, it is going to get a lot more difficult. Now, somebody that's been providing an offensive spark for Dallas is Dorian Finney-Smith. He's currently averaging over 10 points a game, and he's also doing his thing on the rebounding as well as doing his thing in blocking shots. Give me your thoughts on Dorian and his play so far.
Yeah, Dorian is one of my favorite guys on this team. He has such a good attitude, and he just works so hard. Another guy who night in, night out, whether the shots are falling or not, he's going to give you 110% effort. Fortunately for Dallas, lately, all season, his shots have been falling. So he has proved to be a really solid option for Dallas in terms of three-point shooting and defense, but the defense is nothing new. He always brings that to the table. So he's been a fantastic addition, something that I've seen this season that has been a question in the past and kind of an area of his game that a lot of people have wanted to see him kind of grow and evolve is his ability to put the ball on the deck and not just to score, but to keep the offense moving, to keep things flowing. So he's gotten a lot better at that, and which has been huge for Dallas. And with the team right now and the current players that Coach Kidd is working with, he has shown an ability to play small ball five. And, again, just take any defensive matchup that he gets. So the Mavs are super lucky to have Dorian, super, super lucky to have locked him up for four more years. So, yeah, we're very happy to have him around Dallas for the long term.
You know, speaking of the Mavericks being lucky to have Dorian Finney-Smith, I know the Mavs are extremely blessed and lucky to have Mr. Luka Doncic. I mean, one of the premier players in all of the NBA, and definitely somebody that's just continued to get better year in and year out. He's one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. Now, when the season had started, Lauren, there were questions about his conditioning. Of course, coming off, of course, the Olympics were delayed a year. He was playing for Slovenia in the Olympics in Tokyo, and then, of course, when the Olympics were over with, there were questions about his conditioning. Well, he fixed that problem very quickly, and again, even before he got his conditioning back under control, everything was the same. His play was the same, but, man, his conditioning is under control now, and, man, he is just balling and continuing to ball. Just give me your thoughts. This is a two-part question. Give me your thoughts on Luka and post-Olympics and Luka now that he's well-conditioned again.
Yeah, so I guess to answer the first part, coming off of the Olympics, like all of the Dallas fans and really anybody watching him closely as he prepared for the Olympics and went off to the Olympics, he was so excited to represent his country, and he did not care that he just like worked his absolute butt off trying to win a playoff series that ultimately didn't go their way. He didn't care about how tired he was or how much he had just worn out his body. He was going to go for it. And so, from, I guess, a fan perspective and kind of a media perspective to start the season, I was a little concerned on the wear and tear and how someone who's dealt with some ankle injuries in the past. And so I was a little worried about the fatigue and how coming back from all of that, like the shortened season and then the Olympics and then just diving right back in, I was a little nervous about that. But after a little while, it was like, okay, you could see that he's a little bit out of shape, but he's also out there doing his thing and giving you like 20, 10, and 10, like every night. So I wasn't as worried. Sorry about that. I wasn't as worried for the long term because it was such a weird season with weird circumstances between the shortened season and the Olympics. So over time, he kind of got things back going. But then once he really started getting in shape as the season went on, it was like, okay, like, what level is he going to unlock now? Like, what's he going to be doing? How is he doing as a shooter? Because the consistency from range kind of seems to be, like, the biggest question. And the month of February, he went 41% on 9.7 attempts from three the entire month. And that is, like, that doesn't even sound like a real stat. That's like a Steph Curry stat. So the fact that he was able to do that was unreal. He has been on an unreal level lately. Every single night that I'm there watching him, I find myself asking, like, what is the ceiling this season? Because the West is wide open. Well, Phoenix is up there, but with the exception of everybody else, it's wide open. And Luka is just playing on an unreal level right now. So I'm excited to see him in the playoffs, see what he can put together and how far he can take this team.
Yeah, I mean, it's unreal how he's playing right now. And, of course, I mean, we mentioned about with the Olympic year, that the Olympic year, the shortened season. And then, of course, he was rewarded with that big five-year rookie contract extension during the offseason before the season had started. And I want to stay just with Luka for a moment. Steph Curry, Ja Morant, Giannis Antetokounmpo, LeBron James, Nikola Jokic are just some of the possible MVP candidates this year. Where does Luka rank, and what's your take on what I should say is this: what's the campaign for, in your opinion, for Luka to win this year's league MVP?
Yeah, so I'm glad you brought that up, because it's always a hot topic, and right now it does seem like Jokic and Embiid are at the top of that race. But I tweeted out yesterday, the Mavs had the same record, well, as of yesterday, before the win against Golden State, they had the same record as Philadelphia, and they have a better record than Denver. And to me, right now, the only people that should be, in my opinion, based off of stats and records, the only people that should be above Luka are Jokic and Embiid. And I think that there's a case that you can absolutely make a case as to why he should be above both of them. Again, his numbers, in my opinion, which this is a little bit of homer bias, so I'll be the first to acknowledge that, his numbers are better than Embiid's, and they're right there in terms of record. Jokic's numbers, in my opinion, are slightly better than Luka's, even though he's scoring less points. His numbers are better than Luka's, but Denver is below Dallas in the standings. And so, to me, a lot of this is going to come down to how the season ends, and with Luka playing at the level that he's playing at, it's baffling to me how he's not even really being included in a lot of conversations. And so I want to say the MVP ladder was updated this morning, and I don't remember the exact order, but it was top five were Embiid, Jokic, Giannis, Ja, and then Luka. And Ja's having an insane year, but in my opinion, his numbers to Luka's are not the same. They're just not the same. So if he continues to do what they're doing and their wins continue to stack up, especially since they have, I want to say, the third or fourth easiest remaining schedule, I think he'll absolutely be a part of that conversation, and he should be. So it might be Embiid's year. I could totally see that. There might be a little voter fatigue with Jokic. I don't necessarily think that that's fair if that is the case, but my thing is Luka should absolutely be a part of the conversation. I don't think he's a clear favorite or anything like that, but not including him in the conversation is absurd to me.
I think it is absurd, Lauren, and I think Luka deserves to be in this conversation. I mean, he's played great all season long and definitely deserves to be in that league MVP conversation. You know, one of the key elements of a successful team, Lauren, is a coach and a superstar or superstars. This is Jason Kidd's first year as the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. And what's the relationship like between Luka and Coach Kidd so far?
Yeah, so there were a lot of questions coming into this season with Coach Kidd in terms of his previous, his coaching history. But one thing that was well known was that a lot of players like him, a lot of players respect him, and there were even some players that were asking for him to be the next head coach of their team because of his ability to build relationships with players. So from what I've seen, they get along very well. Coach Kidd is very encouraging in terms of empowering Luka and getting him to have conversations with him about what he sees on the floor, what he wants to do. And it's a very collaborative effort feel around the team. And that's huge. And so I don't think Luka has had that yet in his career. So having a guy like that who is one of the right in terms of history and records and numbers, Jason Kidd had an incredible career. And he did a large portion of it in Dallas. And so, or a significant portion of it in Dallas. And so I think those two have really gelled and kind of just come together. And with what we're seeing, like the adjustments that kid's making on a night-to-night basis, a week-to-week basis, he's doing a lot of things right. And this team, there's chemistry. Everybody seems to be on the same page. Everybody seems to be loving what they're doing and what their roles are. So, yeah, as of right now, I don't think you could ask for anything more, especially in the first year.
I asked you this question the last time you were on the program, Lauren. I ask you this question again. What's I know Luka is proud, represents Slovenia very proudly, but I want to ask you, is there an active Slovenian community in Dallas or anywhere in the Metroplex?
Yes, very much so. And I'm glad you asked that, because at the game, there were a group of fans below where I was sitting, and they were holding up a massive Slovenian flag. And yes, there are absolutely a large Slovenian crowd who show up to root for Luka, but also on the nights when Goran Dragic shows up into town, everybody shows out for that game. And it's awesome because those two get super loud cheers. And it's just super cool to see, because in the past, Dallas has tried to, I don't want to say they've made a huge priority, but they've definitely enjoyed bringing in international prospects, and not just obviously Dirk Nowitzki, but different players. Like this year, we got Maxi Kleber, who's also from Germany, and we have Josh Green, who's from Australia. And so there are lots of guys that brings a different feel, and they like that. They like having, not differences, that's a poor way to put it, but like, just, I don't know, bringing more people together and just, I don't know, I can't find the words right now, but I love that. I love what I see, and I think it's good for everybody. So, yeah, definitely a big Slovenian crowd.
It's good. I like to hear that as well. I want to stay just with Luka and just the huge presence of international players that we have in the NBA, the international superstars. Luka, Giannis, Jokic, Embiid, are just some of the many international superstars in the league. In your opinion, Lauren, what is it about the NBA that attracts these international superstars, and how the league has continued to just grow on a worldwide level?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think a lot of these guys who have access and are able to watch the NBA as children, obviously you see that and you're like, hey, that's the best league in the world. That's the top of the top. I want to get there. And so there's that competitiveness and that motivation to get there. But then I think a lot of the reason that they have so much success is because they grow up playing basketball in a completely different place, and they manage to develop a unique style. And that's different than the NBA and a lot of these guys that kind of play AAU ball and then go play at one of these major pipeline like Kentucky, Duke, or UNC, any of those schools. But the guys that are international, they develop their own style. They are playing against other very talented players, but it's a complete different style than what we've got going on here, and they're continuing to improve their game at such a high level. So by the time they get over here, a perfect example is Jokic's like kind of fadeaway shot that I don't even know how to describe it, but those that are familiar with his game know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's just, every time you watch it, it looks kind of funky, but that dude doesn't miss. And he's one of the most fun players in the NBA to watch. So I think from a fan perspective, people like to see different things. They like to see the game staying fresh and evolving. And so as the NBA, like you mentioned, continues to expand on this global scale with the NBA Africa League, I believe they're continuing to expand in even Mexico and also in China. Like, they're continuing to expand, and it won't surprise me if we see more leagues pop up soon enough in the semi-near future and just continue to expand the game. So I think everybody loves it, and why wouldn't you?
I know. Why wouldn't you want to love it either? I think it's just great that the sport has continued to expand and to evolve for many decades. I definitely still love to see that international presence. And speaking of international presence, I asked about him the last time you were on the program, and I'll ask you again, Lauren. How are Mavericks fans responding to Mr. Boban Marjanovic?
Yeah, I can hear some, if there are any Mavs fans, just absolutely yelling at me for not mentioning Boban when I was mentioning the international players. He has been so just welcomed and beloved by this fan base ever since he came here. He's just such a positive presence and he has such a positive impact on every single person that he interacts with. When I show up ahead of game time and I'm in there to watch the individual shoot around, individual workouts before the game, Boban comes out and he's saying hi to the security guards. He's saying hi to the staff. He finally makes his way over to the coaching staff to get working, and he's just such a good time, and everybody is enjoying working with him. So having that kind of guy around your team, especially as we get closer and closer to the playoffs, things get tense. The Mavs are obviously trying to win their first playoff series with Luka. There's going to be a lot of stress. So having Boban, an experienced player who's played in many different situations and just has been around the league, having that kind of presence is important. And so he's been very like impactful in the locker room, and we love having him here, that's for sure.
He definitely, as I said it last time, Lauren, he reminds me a lot of a player named George Mirosan, and definitely just his nature.
Right.
His nature is a fun-loving and friendly nature, as you said, will definitely help out as the playoffs come around in those stressful times. Well, Lauren, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. I know you're a very busy woman, so tell everybody what you do as the contributor for SB Nation's Mavs Moneyball and, of course, co-host of the Gunshot Podcast.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, thank you so much for having me back. I do very much look forward to and enjoy our conversation. But, yeah, you can find all of my content on Twitter is where it comes out, at the Lauren Gunn, Gunn with two N's. And, yes, I do co-host the Gunshot Podcast with my brother, where we kind of take a step back, and while we're both big Mavs fans, we take a step back and kind of look and evaluate the league as a whole, talking about every team, big markets, small markets. We try to hit on every single thing because sometimes you don't get the small markets, don't get that attention. So we try to talk about anyone and everyone. We talk about the draft, offseason, all of it. Everything NBA, we talk about it. So come chat with us there. And yes, I do write for Mavs Moneyball, do game coverage, kind of strategic stuff like trade deadline pieces, free agency stuff, draft stuff. So, yeah, anything Mavs related, anything NBA related, I'm your girl.
Awesome, awesome. And tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Mavs Moneyball, the Gunshot Podcast, and any websites that you have. Let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, definitely. So you can follow the podcast at the Gunshot Podcast. Like I said, two N's on gun. You can follow at Mavs Moneyball. There are a lot of great contributors there that write all sorts of different pieces. So definitely recommend that at Mavs Moneyball. No spaces, no underscores, just like that. And then, and then, like I said, you can follow me personally at the Lauren Gunn with two N's. So yeah, come chat with me. Any trade scenarios that you have, I love all that stuff. My DMs are open, so come chat.
Awesome. And you heard it from her. She is Lauren Gunn, contributor for SB Nation's Mavs Moneyball, which, of course, is the website dedicated to covering all things related to the Dallas Mavericks and also the Gunshot, co-host of the Gunshot Podcast with her brother Grant Gunn, where they take a look at not just things from the Dallas Mavericks, but giving you all things working around the National Basketball Association, the NBA. Lauren, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Awesome. Thank you so much again for having me.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Yep.
Sunday afternoon against the Warriors. They're better at taking care of the basketball. Luka, what's wrong with the Warriors, dude?
It's all on the defensive side of the floor. I mean, they haven't really been healthy. Clay's been in and out of the lineup.
Oh.
Draymond. Oh,
quarter of the last 14 games. Green, and a no-look pass by Green to Luka, who drives it. Oh!
In fact, the game.
Well, it's an adjustment period for him at this juncture, right? I mean, he,
Bang, Luka for impact unless he makes the shot.
No question about it. But, I mean, I've been shook like that. Rod Strickland.
Luka, by the way, had a 17-point first quarter, and Luka's got a chance to put a little cherry on top of the sundae at the end. And he's got the cherry! And a little even. And a long rebound is picked up by Powell. Here's Luka back on the floor with a 19-point first quarter, but right now looking for the assist pass.
Your point.
Green comes out and sets a big screen. And there is Luka looking for Powell. And what did you say earlier? You can throw it. Six tonight for the Mavericks.
Buy one, get one for $1. Deal. It's buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Get a delicious McDouble, tasty small fries, savory four-piece chicken McNuggets, or a flavorful hot and spicy McChicken. Buy one, get one for $1. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Any way you choose, you can't lose. Only at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
There's magic that happens when you get together in a Vrbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs. It's inside jokes and loud shower singing and life advice and big sister real talk and laughing till you can't breathe. It's the feeling of relief because no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours. There's magic that happens when you get together in a Vrbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs and knowing no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours.
Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free, up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino. Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free, up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino. Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free, up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino. Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free, up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
Buy one, get one for $1. Deal. It's buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Get a delicious McDouble, tasty small fries, savory four-piece chicken McNuggets, or a flavorful hot and spicy McChicken. Buy one, get one for $1. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Any way you choose, you can't lose. Only at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Lauren Gunn. Lauren is the co-host of the Gunshot Podcast and a contributor for SB Nation's Mavs Moneyball. The blog is dedicated to covering all things related to the Dallas Mavericks, and the podcast is also dedicated to covering the Dallas Mavericks as well as all things around the NBA. And until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
Buy one, get one for $1. Deal. It's buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Get a delicious McDouble, tasty small fries, savory four-piece chicken McNuggets, or a flavorful hot and spicy McChicken. Buy one, get one for $1. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Any way you choose, you can't lose. Only at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino. Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino. Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino. Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.